Hi, traders. Welcome to another live trading talk with Oliver Velez. My name is Oliver Velez, of course, and I am your trader for life. I like the idea of having price representation and sector representation. Okay? So what do I mean by that? First of all, I don't like trading much below the mid-20s. In fact, I don't like trading much below the 30s. So let's just say 30 to 100. That's going to be your range. Now, you've got other price points between here, right? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. You know, you follow what I'm saying. So you don't have to hit every number, but you want to probably cut your range into thirds, right? Now, your sweet spot is going to be the middle of the range. So I would say have the majority of your list in the middle of your price range. So let's say that's six. You understand? So let's say you're going to have six of the 10 in the middle price range and the rest on the outer edges. You can have like two up here and two down there. But make the middle of your price range the more hefty one. You're going to, in the middle of your price range, you're going to have decent alpha. All right. So the stocks are going to be moving nicely. But without a great too much risk, which is in the upper end, and without being too slow, which is more in the lower end, all right? So that's the first thing, price representation across your 30 to 100, all right? Now, can you go a little bit below or a little bit higher with one of them? Yes, you can. This is just a general guide, right? All right, so that's price representation. Then you want sector representation. So I'd get a bank in there. All right, I'd get some chip stocks in there. MU is a chip stock. Xilinx is a chip stock. Intel is a chip stock. You know, get a chip stock in there. Semiconductor, call them chip stocks, right? It's one on the high. I would do an oil stock. I would get an oil stock in there. All right. Yeah, I don't think your account size is appropriate enough to trade. It's big enough to trade Amazon, Carlos. Okay. Oil stock, Exxon, XOM, on the lower price end is OXY. So you have like CHV. So OXY is on the lower end, right? That's in your mid-20s, okay? XOM would be the mid-range, okay? And CHV, CDX is on the upper end. CDX is, it's not, I think we'll have some CDX. So get an oil stock in there. I would do like a social media stock in there, like a Twitter, you know, a Snap. Snap is so, yeah. Snap. Twitter, right? Those, get a social media stock in there. You know, like that. So have some sector diversification in your list. So it doesn't make much sense to have three oil stocks, right? Not at this stage. I want some variety. So this will increase the odds that something, one of your sectors is hot today. You know, if you're too specific, sector specific, you could be waiting days for the market to move to your sector. You know, if you've got enough sector diversification, the odds are that every day you've got something in your list rocking, you know? And anything that you like to trade, like, you know, you might have a favorite stock, you know? So you got that, right? Price diversification, 30 to 100, more or less. Just giving you a general guideline, right? And this covers both 50 and 100. Like, with the 100, you can go a little higher. So let's say you might want to do 40 to 130 or 150 or something like that. Expand it a little bit on that upper end. All right, MS would fall into the banks, right? But you don't have to really do much. Like a $100,000 account can stay exactly where a $50,000 account would. It's just that they're going to play differently, right? So that's okay too. Whereas that they're going to have more three lots than two lots and more two lots than one lots, right? Any sector you like to trade. So if you like the EVs and NIO, and I don't know if you guys have that on your list, but these things, yes. And if you're trading outside of my system and you're not limited to certain things, right? Yeah. Just don't, all I'm saying is if you've got 10 stocks and five of them are the same sector, that's not good. That's the only point I'm saying. Pick whatever sectors you want. I like the high alpha sectors, which I mentioned to you. And then you want alpha. Like, you want some movement. You want some oomph. There are stocks that just don't have oomph. It's like watching paint dry when you get into the trade, right? So you want oomph. Now, one of the ways you can do that is you can take the bigger time frames, right? So let me show you. You can take the 60, right? And look at the 60 period moving average and say, does it have frequent big 60 period bars? Even the ones that have tails, don't forget those. We're looking just high to low. Do I get nice bars? This stock has alpha. Understand? It can go. Like, this is a full hour of moving up. That can get you a nice little multiple whale completes, right? You want stocks that can whale complete on you. And it takes time for a stock to whale complete. So if you use the hourly chart to judge what stocks can move an hour nicely, now you know this is a stock that can whale complete on you regularly. Do you follow what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So look at the hourly chart on Twitter. It has alpha every now and then, which is interesting. This might be a little more difficult to trade than most people think, right? So it doesn't have a lot of alpha on the 60 minute. Now, don't be you. Another way of doing this is to look at the daily. All right, now it's hard. Sometimes it's hard with the trend. When these stocks get into these power trends, it may look like it doesn't have alpha, but it does. It's just trending. But I like kind of look. I like looking at the 60. I like sometimes looking at the 15. Can you get some nice sizable, do you get nice sizable 15 minute bars? No. Can this thing really pop suddenly for you? And so that's one way of finding alpha. Then you want trending capability. Does the stock have the capability to catch a trend? Do you see that? Yeah. Microsoft can trend on you. See? It can trend. You want that. You want a stock that has trending capability too. See? Moderna can trend on you. It's got nice alpha and trending capability. So those are the two things you want in terms of price. Is there, when it trends, is there a definable nice period of a trend? Does it have these periods of big bar formations? And not where there's just one and you gotta search months to find another one. You want it more regular than that. All right, so alpha and trend capability. And there you go. Now, in the beginning, it might take some time for you to settle in on your final 10. You might realize, like, you know what? I'm going to drop this bank. I've already got one. This is my second one. I thought I wanted it on the list, but I can tell it's not, doesn't really trade the way I like. And boom, you replace it with something else. And that might take a while to settle in, but once you settle in, you should not be flipping this very often. The idea is to become very intimate with each one of your stocks over time, and don't demand that they do something every day. That's the whole purpose of having 10, right? So it might be a period where just that stock in that sector is just not in play. That's why you have others, and it makes your stock selection easier in the morning. All right. But it'll get its turn to be in play. You know, oil stocks might be out of favor, so your oil stock might not perform for a bit, but you know, your social media stocks might be on fire. Now, it's not a bad idea sometimes to have a backup for each one. So for instance, let's say for instance, your social media and Twitter is your main social media stock. But when the social media stocks are hot, you might want to add Snap. And that's a backup. You see, like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with having a backup or two for some of your best stocks. All right. And just making that period count a little bit more. That's okay too. But you want to gain an edge by knowing your stocks deeply. And by flipping around too much, you're not going to get that accomplished. Now, remember, professionals stay put. Like, you know, A trader at a hedge fund is trading one thing, two things. They're not all over the place. New York Stock Exchange specialist is trading one stock. A NASDAQ market maker is trading maybe two. Novices are trading everything. Whatever there's news on, whatever people are chattering about. So which side do you want to be on? Right? You want to be on the professional side. They don't trade like that.